Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 14, and Issue 1. It was published on June 5, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Pontine Hemorrhage Presenting with Millard-Guebeler Syndrome with Cerebellar Ataxia in a 52-year-old Male Nigerian Hypertensive. The authors are 1. Uwanzor, Ernest, from the Neurology Unit, Department of Medicine, Rivers State University Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. 2. Martins Yelotomba, from the Neurology Unit, Department of Medicine, Rivers State University Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. 3. Chikika Chimaoke, from the Neurology Unit, Department of Medicine, Rivers State University Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. 4. Agbamba Success, from the Neurology Unit, Department of Medicine, Rivers State University Teaching Hospital, Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. Abstract of the article. Millard-Guebeler syndrome is a brainstem syndrome characterized by ipsilateral 6th and 7th cranial nerve palsies and contralateral hemiparesis. Pontine stroke is the commonest cause of Millard-Guebeler syndrome, even though other nonvascular etiologies have been described in the literature. Millard-Guebeler syndrome resulting from pontine infarction is associated with relatively good prognosis, even though the overall prognosis is influenced by other factors. We report a case of 52-year-old hypertensive with both clinical and imaging evidence of Millard-Guebeler syndrome with cerebellar ataxia following a pontine hemorrhage. He managed conservatively and was discharged after about 3 weeks on admission. He has remained clinically stable since after discharge. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.